We're continuing. Biyad chazaka zoa dever. So the Netziv has a fascinating pshat here. What does it mean zoa dever? Hashem's powerful hand is the pestilence. כמו שנאמר, נהי עד השם יב מנחה בשדה בסוסים חמרים מגמלים בבקר ובצון דבר כבד מאוד. So that's, on the next line he has a beautiful pshat. ובזרוע נטויה, with an outstretched arm, זו החרב, that's the sword. What does that mean? That's the sword that killed 8 million Jews. Because when the Jews were about to leave Egypt, remember in the plague of the firstborn, 4 out of 5 Jews died. So if 2 million Jews left Egypt, then that means that 8 million died. As the verse says, as the verse describes, that Hashem sent an angel whose sword was outstretched over Jerusalem to punish the Jewish people in the days of David. So also in the time we left Egypt, Hashem took us out of Egypt with an outstretched arm with a sword that killed Jews. Jews also died. With great awe. That's Hashem's revelation. Hashem has any other powerful being taken a nation out from within a nation. I was giving a class and someone said other nations also left servitude. And I said, no other nation in world history ever had such miracles, ever had such an awesome exodus. Other nations left, but not like this. So a relative of mine was standing there and he said, how do you know? I said, this pasuk, we say it in the Haggadah. It's a pasuk in Veschanan. No other nation ever had such miracles. It's not that no other nation had an exodus, but no other nation had 10 plagues, a year of miracles, a splitting of the sea. You know, it's a series of miracles when we left Egypt. You know, they're saying now, you heard about this baby in the overturned car? There was a car somewhere in the U.S. that was overturned in the river for a day. And 4 policemen walked by and heard a lady yelling help. And they went to take the baby out and they found the baby and the mother dead. And from what they understand, the mother was dead for already over 12 hours. So no one can figure out why they heard a lady's voice from the car yelling help. And all 4 policemen say they heard it. So it doesn't bother me. I don't mind that the mother's spirit was there calling out help. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't freak me out. I have no problem with that. No, I don't mind. I believe there is a soul, and I believe the soul stays with the body after a person's died. The baby was alive. It saved the baby's life.
So the baby could have been screaming help.
Like, could be. A lot of things could be. A lot of things could be. I don't mind. It doesn't bother me. It won't shake anything by me. Because what we're saying here is a series of miracles, not one. One miracle can happen every so often. It doesn't bother me. If they'll tell me that Yashka walked on water, fine. It doesn't scare me. I have a whole year of miracles. I have a whole nation being taken out. I have a whole nation witnessing the splitting of the sea. So okay, there can be other miracles in the world. That doesn't bother me. That's why the pasuk specifically says, has any other nation experienced the series of miracles you experienced? It doesn't say, has any other nation experienced a miracle? There's nothing wrong with other people experiencing miracles. The signs, well, that's the staff. Pharaoh was scared of that staff. Every time he saw the staff, he knew the staff represents he's getting beaten up. But the idea here is deeper. From the days of creation, the staff had engraved on it the acronym, Tetzach Adash Be'achav, the acronym that represents the 10 plagues, meaning the 10 plagues were a part of God's plan from creation. And so Pharaoh knew he had it coming. Moshe would come and point on the staff. You see, this is next. When Moshe came to Pharaoh, he said, I know you're not going to listen. I have the staff to prove it. The staff says, you have to be hit 10 times. You see my staff, Pharaoh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So Pharaoh sees 10 letters. He doesn't know what they stand for. But he learns. He learned, right? Ditzach Adash Bachav. We're about to say it. So the staff represented that. The wondrous things was the first plague of the blood. And now when we describe the way the blood was, I said the blood raised smoke in Egypt. Remember I mentioned that? The blood was boiling hot. So that's what we're about to say. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to recount that aspect, and then we're going to recount the 10 plagues. Now, we indicate, who are our liberals here? You don't have to raise your hands, but what we're about to do is something that will resonate with every liberal in the room, and that is we're about to take out a little bit of grape juice from our cup. As we mention each aspect of suffering of the Egyptians, we are showing that what we're celebrating tonight is our salvation. We are not celebrating their suffering. Those are two distinct, different things. And if you think this is a Hasidish idea, so you should know that Rav Yosef Karo, the compiler of the Shulchan Aruch, writes this about Purim. He says, we make a blessing on Purim. Haravet Rivenu. After we just read the whole story of the Megillah, what does our blessing say? Thank you, Hashem, who fought our fight and judged on our behalf and fought our battles. And we conclude, who Hashem, blessed are you, Hashem, who is our Savior. Says Rav Yosef Karo, it's a disgraceful thing if a person celebrates someone else's suffering, even if that person is wicked. You don't celebrate his suffering. You celebrate that you were saved. That's our celebration of Purim, and I humbly add, that's our celebration of Pesach. And that's why we have a custom that when we read the words you see in big print, Dam Va'esh V'Timrot Ashan, which represent the suffering of the first plague, that awesome plague of blood, we take out a drop of wine from our cups with each one. And as we will recount each of the plagues, we will also take out a drop of wine onto our plate, as you will see. That's to represent this idea. So again, the wondrous thing was the blood, that awesome first plague, which was like a knockout shot. Here the Egyptians believe that their God is the Nile, and the Nile gives blessing. Look, the whole world had a famine, and yet in Egypt there was grazing ground. Even the Jews had to come because Egypt has the Nile. So here Hashem hits the Nile first. Right away, the Nile turns to steaming blood, something completely unnatural. For 7 days, it's steaming blood. Damn. So now we take out, you don't each have a plate.
Let me give you each a plate. There are our plates. Okay.
Those who are squeamish from putting their finger into a cup of wine may pour out a little bit each time.
What's the connection between, though, taking out and feeling...
You're showing you're reducing some of
your pleasure.
Your pleasure, some of your cup as a show of care. Yes.
It doesn't say that the blood was steaming.
So that's how the Ritva explains these words in the Haggadah. Tam Vesh Ritim Otashan. Really, those are words not... Okay, why don't you separate them and give them out? Thank you.